2. Envy. Feeling bitter when others have it better. Of all the deadly sins, only envy is no fun at all. Joseph Epstein. The film Amadeus is set in 18th century Vienna and chronicles the relationship between court composer Antonio Salieri and his famous rival, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. As a young man, Salieri prayed for musical talent, promising God his devotion and chastity if only God would make him a great composer. When Mozart burst in on the scene with his astounding talent and destroyed Salieri's dreams of greatness, Salieri was enraged. How could God lavish such amazing musical gifts on such an arrogant, shallow buffoon? From their first meeting, Salieri was envious of Mozart, and he nurtured his envy long after Mozart was dead. As an old man, Salieri makes a fascinating character study, still yearning for greatness, but also knowing that Mozart's music will outshine his own forever. In the film's opening scene, Salieri tries to commit suicide, guilt-stricken over his complicity in hastening Mozart's death. A priest visits Salieri to hear his confession, a confession the rest of the film recounts. When the priest arrives, the aged Salieri is playing the piano from his wheelchair. Salieri identifies himself as a composer and asks his confessor if he has any musical training. The priest admits to learning a little as a young boy in Vienna, and Salieri seizes the opportunity to test his reputation. He plays tune after tune he has written, expecting that one of them will be familiar to his listener. "This one was very popular in its day," he insists. But the priest shakes his head, embarrassed that he does not recognize any of them, and exasperated that Salieri persists, exposing his ignorance. Then there is a pause. "Wait," Salieri says with a gleam in his eye. "What about this one?" He plays the opening measures of a sparkling little tune. The priest lights up almost immediately. "Yes, yes, I know it." And he continues humming it even after Salieri lifts his hands from the keyboard. He smiles at Salieri, visibly relieved. "Oh, that's nice. That's very nice. I'm sorry, I didn't know you wrote that." Salieri's face darkens with malice and his eyes narrow. "I didn't," he replies. "That was Mozart." His experience with the priest has only confirmed the truth that Salieri cannot bear to admit to himself, but also cannot escape. His own musical talent will always be second rate and second best compared to Mozart's God-given gifts. The priest tries to console him. "All men are equal in God's eyes." Salieri arches his eyebrows skeptically. "Are they?" After his rivalry with Mozart, he cannot and will not let himself believe it. Amadeus is a portrait of the vice of envy and its destructive power. Why are we envious? Whom do we envy? And why does envy lead to such destructive impulses? While there is something ugly and malicious about envy, Gregory the Great lists hatred as a vice that arises from it, there is also something obviously self-destructive.